Hello, my name is Brian, and you are listening to Big JD and Lippo. You are listening to them on the Jabbercast. Thank you very much.
Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast, show number 24 for the week of
March 18th, 2007. I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How we doing today, Big JD?
Same as every day.
Same as every day.
Did I tell everybody I'm in pain? Yeah, I'm just going through what I got to go through.
And that is pain.
That's pain. Shoulder pain and arm pain. Enough of that. We do that every week. Everybody's tired of it.
I think people are interested in your progress. They want to see you make some progress. So maybe we just don't talk about it until you say, hey, guess what? I feel great.
Yeah, it's going to be a little ways off.
Okay.
We're talking about music today.
Well.
All aspects.
You and I kind of have some working knowledge of music.
We both play. You actually still play out live.
Yes, I do.
I don't do that. I did with you once back in 04. That's a while back now. Remember that? I did a little jam thing.
I do remember it. And that's pretty good. You remember the year and everything.
That's the only thing I remembered. Wasn't sure I remembered how to play.
So where do you want to start with music?
Let's start where music started.
Okay. And that was back in what, caveman days?
Probably. Yeah.
Do we know that the caveman
had? Let's move on.
Okay.
Seriously though, there's music in everything, I think. You can find music in a lot of things. It's like people that take photographs, they find a picture in just about anything.
That's right.
Some people can find music in anything. I guess music to some people is traffic and noise and that kind of thing.
Sure. There's commercials about it even. There's the jazz Pepsi thing. See that commercial where the chicks dancing around to the music?
Yeah.
It's jazzy.
DJ Jazzy Jeff. I was going to say Stomp, the musical group Stomp.
Yes.
They play kitchen sinks and different articles and things, and it's kind of music,
It's not kind of music. It is definitely music.
Well, yeah, it is a... I guess back in the day, people used to bang sticks together for music and chant. So,
yeah, so
yeah, it's a form of music.
I'd have to think that music's been around ever since we've been around. There's something in us that is musical. There's a musical part of everybody, I believe, anyway.
Since the beginning of time. The Big Bang Theory? The Big Bang. Mm-hmm. Bang, you can bang on anything, and that's music.
Oh, that's what the Big Bang Theory
that is.
That
is the analogy.
I see.
You're taking that off like you got a bad shoulder.
No, I'm trying to do it quietly here.
Oh, okay.
Let me make some noise.
Everybody knows now. He's taking off his clothes.
Ah, there we go. You don't mind my chest hair, do you?
No, not at all. You don't mind this big piece of wood. So, you're a musician.
Yes.
You play more than one instrument.
Yes, I do.
You play guitar.
Yes. And harmonica. Yep.
Which are, I guess, your main instruments, but obviously you'd be able to play bass because you can play guitar.
Oh, sure. I play bass too with the kids downstairs. I play a little bit of keyboard too.
I was going to say, you play any keyboards? Because usually musicians dabble in it at some point in time. And drums, maybe?
I suck at drums.
Well, you sent me a file that you played drums. It was awesome.
It was good, wasn't it?
That was a scam. I played tuba in the school band for 2 years.
And what did you think of that when you were taking tuba? Did you like it?
I thought it was hilarious. No, I can't say that I really liked it. And I didn't like carrying around because we walked to area schools to do concerts. And we used to have to carry our instruments. And I had to carry the tuba, which is this big, huge instrument. And this was in what I guess we call junior high, grade 7 and 8, when I went to a school that was only grade 7 and 8. And I was in music there, and I played the tuba for those 2 years. So I was like 12 and 13 years old at the time, carrying around the big tuba. And we don't usually even play through a whole song on the tuba. There's a lot of rests on the tuba for the bass.
You know, just come in at certain points in the song.
More bass is played by like baritone and some of the other trombone stuff. The tuba itself is pretty spread out. So it's like kind of weird. And if you played the song just with the tuba, you would never really know what it is even. Because it's like boop, boop, boop. boop, boop, boop. You know what I mean? And what song's that? Meanwhile, it might be the theme for MASH or something, which we did, by the way. And I think that was it, actually.
You got a great memory.
Yeah.
And that probably is the actual bass line from that.
It probably is, yeah. I might have added a few extra notes there because, of, you know. And, of course, I play guitar and I dabble in the harmonica. A little bit of keyboards if I really need to. Drums I can play. Got a set of drums. Well, you have a set of drums downstairs.
I have two sets of drums downstairs.
Oh, there's two now?
Yeah.
Wow. You like those bigwig bands that got two drummers going on at the same time.
Oh, the Allman Brothers practice downstairs.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. That's why we got the two sets down here.
Nice. A jug. When you blow in the top of jugs and bottles and things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You tap on the top of glasses that have certain amounts of water filled in them.
All there's musical.
Crazy musical instruments. Some musical instruments maybe sound hard on the ears to some people. I'm sure there's some kind of scratchy instruments or ones that sound weird from different countries maybe. I'm sure there's instruments that we don't even know of.
I'm positive.
You know, you hear once in a while of an instrument named something or other, and I never heard of that before.
No. And there's instruments I've heard of several times. I still don't know what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a popular instrument in Russia or something.
How about pregnant women that have music on for the unborn child?
Sure. I used to play classical guitar for Jonas when my wife was pregnant.
And do you think that had any effect in any way later? And what effect would it maybe supposed to have? Because we have a listener on the net here and says that...
what does he say?
He encourages kids to be musical, which... And this is his kids, though, not unborn. Mm-hmm. Apparently, studies have shown that it improves their math and other school skills.
Music does, for sure. A lot of people look at music as math. Logical.
I can see that, sure.
Logical
Or I can see even
stuff.
Almost as another language. Like it's something learned, you know, not just listening to music and getting into a song or something, but actually learning an instrument is, you're learning some art, you're learning some technique, you're learning, well, some people are gifted that way, but some people will acquire an ear and those things. It's almost like learning a language. There's a level of intelligence in learning.
That's a good analogy, music. Learning a language, because it is a language for sure.
Some people are just gifted, totally gifted. And they're just incredible. At an early age, you see some of the young kids that play the piano and stuff when they're like a few years old.
Yeah. Well,
that blows my mind.
I kind of want to get into that. What do you think it is? Like you get some kid who you make him play piano or whatever just because you want to introduce him to an instrument. And he's just not into it. He's off time and he doesn't understand. You know, it's like he couldn't keep a beat. If you gave him a tambourine, he can't even hit it four times.
Yeah. Now, I wonder if that is that. Okay, you want to...
Well, I'm just kind of curious.
Where's
the other side? Yeah, they just sit down and boom, they're just like, whoa, they're just so musical. You're a musical person. So I'm just kind of curious what part of our makeup is it that is different from each other?
Well, there's that creative part of the brain, I'm sure, but I think you might have to look hereditarily, too.
That's what I was trying to get into. Is it
somewhere along the lines, I think somebody in the family is musical and that trickles down onto offspring and... Or somebody in the family, and maybe there's some that's not. There must be people that are. There's nobody musical in the family, and all of a sudden this kid's just gifted and can play the piano without, you know, just from hearing something and plays it, you know, something like that. I'm sure there's cases like that, maybe, but that's some people are just prodigies and they're gifted, and maybe there's no explanation.
There probably is, but we only use
a few percent of our brain, so we don't know why
exactly. That's what I was going to say.
When we use more of the brain, we'll figure that out.
But there's some kids that are gifted, and they also have the desire to be musical. Like, they just have to be musical all the time. Like, they're always playing their piano, always playing their guitar or something. Whereas there's kids who, you could see they have talent, but you got to be on them for practicing and keeping it up and stuff like that.
And some that are good in that are in that, like, the middle of the road there. But like you say, some that are like kids in high school, they carry sticks around with them all the time, drumming on everything. Can't stop. Constantly. And I've known people that are like that too. You catch them constantly, you know, fidgeting and then...
Yeah.
Like they don't stop. I don't really know what makes one person that's into music, I wouldn't say aggressive, but... More,
proactively.
Yeah, yeah. Active at showing signs of having to do something musically all the time.
I was like that. I was a banger kid.
Yeah.
But I was just told so many times by my parents and by everybody else that I'm driving them crazy,
mm-hmm.
having something banging all the time.
I'm somewhat like that, but not maybe to that extent where constantly, like I usually still. Or,
like when I'm on the toilet, I'm like, banging on my legs. Like,
are you?
I'm doing this.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes
I like the sound
I guess,
of my bare hands on my bare legs.
Yeah.
The only time I get that is when I'm on the toilet.
I do a lot of, you know, tapping and stuff like that too. And actually, now that you mention it, I recall my, especially my dad, annoying him.
Oh, yeah.
When maybe not to the point of some people would, or a drummer that's constantly, you know, with the sticks and tapping and whatever. Like, I know people like that that I look at and say, wow, they do that a lot. You know what I mean? Whereas I wouldn't have done it like that. But I notice in bed a lot at night, I do that because you can get really cool sounds like from your head's on the pillow or something, and you can get a cool bass drum sound. And I don't know, but I'm really into drums. I like that. And drum sounds.
So did you ever consider being a drummer in a band?
No, never did.
See, there's a
I would do it to muck around, but.
That's my sump pump right there. That's my sump pump right there. That's my sump pump right there.
I've done a lot of recording with them and stuff like that, but never just really play. We've switched instruments before and mucked around, but I never thought of playing drums in a band, no.
Switching instruments. I think that's cool when you're watching a band and they switch instruments.
Yeah, we've done that live before, and I've got that on videotape. It's kind of funny, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
I really especially like doing the, remember the old speed metal stuff that was just like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just for the fun of it.
My son was listening to some band yesterday, and I don't think he's ever heard much speed metal and the double kick.
Yeah, you don't hear much of that no more, or just the tap 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 with a single bass drum.
He thought it was cool. I'm like, that's just speed metal, man. And as the song went into the actual song, they just broke into a regular 4/4 thing. But it's interesting you mentioned that.
Like old Razor. Remember Razor? Canadian band Razor?
No, I don't remember that.
It's all tap 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 tap.
And what was it? Was the singing like?
That was the singing. And then the drums went, no. It was just heavy screaming.
It was screaming, okay. As opposed to sometimes it was, you know, operatic kind of singing.
Oh, yeah, like high pitch, heavy metal, speed metal style thing from way back. Speed metal, heavy metal, black metal, heavy metal.
Death metal.
A lot of parents, I'm sure, at some point in time asked, what is heavy metal and why? No. Why are you listening to it? Well, heavy metal, rock and roll. There's so many genres of music.
Sure.
And then like the labels that are put on to rock, hard rock, pop rock, music. Music on the computer. Music's taken a whole another direction now. It's not so professional. It's consumer now. Like we used to buy the 4-track recorders. Musicians used to, you know, sit in the bedroom with a 4-track cassette recorder and record 4 tracks on a cassette tape. And now we just record it on the computer. And you get top quality stuff, and especially buying a Macintosh, it's all right out of the box. You plug a guitar in.
Just plug in the Mac.
That's right. I think a guitar comes with every new Intel Mac, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
No.
Gibson's.
But the quality's obviously better, I'd have to think. It is, for sure.
Everything about it's great. You buy a laptop, especially, and you got this little portable, professional, even if it's not a pro app, you're getting professional sound. It's what you do with it, you know, basically. And some of the things like a speed of your computer that determines what your delays are, plugging instruments and things like that. But as far as the quality that it records at, it's pro stuff.
Positively,
basically.
Yes. And how do you think that's changing the music industry? That the fact that Joe Blow down the road.
Well, there's a lot we can get into, probably another whole show on that. But the most basic way I think that it changes anything is the fact that kids can record their own music. Record your band, make your own CD.
They don't have to be kids, though.
Or not kids, but I mean, I would imagine that I just think of it more as young people today being able to take advantage of this where we didn't have that back in the day. And recording their own stuff, and there's a lot of sites where they can post their music. They can get noticed. People are playing their music, and maybe they'll get some interest from a label even just because they get big on the internet, or there's a whole other avenue there that we never really had access to.
Exactly.
When we really were into that sort of thing.
Yeah, trying to get the thing was trying to get a some kind of label deal.
Yeah, somebody interested. Distribution, a record label, management, anybody.
It's totally different now. I think the way that people get their music is different. And the role that the record companies actually play as far as distribution, we don't need no stinking distribution. You go on iTunes or Napster or eMusic or whatever.
Yeah, nowadays a lot of it's... seems to be software based. Not only buying a hard copy of CDs anymore, you're downloading.
I'd have to think that's going to be the death of the CD eventually.
Yeah, yeah. It puts a whole new swing on things. It's a It's a twist.
From what I'm hearing, I think a lot of people are more open to listening to new music. Whereas if it was just CDs, you're not likely to make that big commitment. You know, I've heard this band and I think they're good, or I heard that one song, I'm going to buy that CD. Well, you don't have to do that anymore. You just go down and download the one song that you think is good. And
that's right. Or you can listen to the whole CD online, even like somewhere like Amazon. You like to give you sound bits or iTunes store.
Sure.
And that's really cool. And I just recently did that and purchased a couple full CDs, and they were The Good, the Bad, and the Queen, which I thought was really cool.
What is that?
I don't really know. I saw it in the record store, and then I was able to check it out online and listen to some of the tracks, and I bought the CD.
The band is called The Good, the Bad, and the Queen?
Yeah, yeah. They just have one CD out, and it's like different.
Is it? It's not covers?
Nope.
Okay.
No, it's just I thought maybe it had something to do with Queen, but it doesn't. And another one, Murder by Death, which I thought was really neat, too. And in the same way, was able to check it out, liked it, and bought it.
There you go.
And bought soft copies. Now, what about music that we like or that you grew up with?
Yes.
It's funny because just the other night, our niece spent the night because she had to do some film work with my wife, a couple of her projects. And she's just, as of really recently, got into Nirvana, the band doesn't even exist anymore. And obviously, it's a new thing for her. She's in grade 10, Nirvana and Pearl Jam.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, she's so excited about these bands, and it's kind of a thing of the past now. But to them, it's like us discovering some band.
Like Atomic Rooster or something.
There you go. Yeah.
It's a band that I've never heard of, but they've been around for a while, but they're very cool for sure.
And we just discover them now, basically, and the CDs had come out in the early 70s or whatever. Yeah. I guess it's sort of like that, is it?
It's exactly the same thing. So there's some music, I think, that is timeless. There's some quality to that music that made them popular at the time, but it's also still attractive to you. There's got some message or some,
yeah, makes I think them feel a certain if way. Something's popular, I guess it's just popular, period. So if somebody discovers it later, young kids, mm-hmm. when it was popular with young kids before, then I suppose you get into it.
I have to think.
Whereas
so.
Whereas the people that kind of grew out of it, it's not popular with them anymore, but I mean, it was made popular, you know, like it was good then, so it's good now, I suppose. And what did you, kind of music did you grow up listening to, or did you listen to music that an older brother listened to or something, or is that work for you that way? Or
pretty much, I was turned on to a lot of the music that I listened to from an older brother, for sure. You know, Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, Deep
like
Purple.
Why did we start listening to rock as opposed to, because I mean, I have some friends that are more into lighter listening, and why did they grow up that way as opposed to somebody growing up listening to rock or hard rock stuff like the Sabbath and Zeppelin? And
was it their parents, you think?
Could be what their parents listened to. I don't know. My parents listened to lots of different things. I mean, my mom liked Willie Nelson and different things. Cool. Platters albums. We had some Elvis albums. We had some old Monkees records.
Beatles?
Yeah, they were into the Beatles somewhat. I don't recall actually my parents having Beatles records or anything. Maybe one, and it might have been because we got into Beatles when we were little. I don't remember, but I think we might have had one Beatles 45, mm-hmm. Rain and Paperback Writer. Back to back there. We had that.
What was on the B-side of Paperback Writer?
Rain. Yeah.
I can't think of how that goes.
Rain?
Yeah.
Oh, that's one of the most awesome Beatles songs.
Of course. I can't think of how it goes.
Oh, yeah. You got to check that out.
I'm sure I heard it.
Oh, yeah. I'm the older brother, so I guess my brother kind of followed suit to what I was listening to and stuff. Another reason I'm wondering why we might be into some certain kind of music and other people aren't is maybe have something to do with your personality.
I guaranteed. One thing that bugged me about that was when I was like in grade 3, 4, I remember I used to have a little red transistor radio. Hmm. I was mm-hmm. right into it.
Nice.
I remember listening to Dobie Gray and all the pop tunes. Billy, Don't Lose That Number. And
Ricky.
Ricky, Don't Lose That Number. No, it was Billy. Don't Be a Hero.
Oh, okay.
Billy, Don't Be a Hero. Yeah.
But there's that Ricky, Don't Lose That Number.
Yeah, that's Steely Dan tune.
Yeah.
There's the Night Chicago Died. That was another one. These are tunes I'm just thinking of off the top of my head. I remember used to love to listen to those tunes. And so that was pop music back then. CKLW.
Yeah. Yeah.
The big
grew up with that stuff too. Yeah.
But then there's people who just stayed on that popular music bandwagon. And I felt that they were being when you get in high school, you should develop more independent ideas as opposed to being spoon-fed all this popular music that's dictated by some program director on at a radio station.
Yeah, you know? You start listening to other radio stations where they're playing.
Yeah, I guess so. But
once you get into the FM thing.
Oh, the FM thing. I was at, like, you know, listening to...
ABX.
Yes.
WWW.
Yeah, like the progressive rock stuff that you didn't hear on...
Yeah, see, even that stuff I never really got into. It was to the beginning for me of hard rock was like the Sabbath and Montrose and, and the heavy stuff. Zeppelin, whatever they were playing on the hard rock radio stations for some reason really intrigued me. But before that, the same as you, and we had a lot of records and stuff. The night they drove Old Dixie down, stuff like that my dad liked and everything. And,
sure.
But we also had guitar. My dad played guitar. We had acoustic around forever, you know, since I was born, and I think we always had a piano around, but I never did really pick up that. It was heavy. But,
the point I was trying to make is that the people who were listening to, I always thought of them as less cultured, even though I was a wanker, long-haired, doobie smoker.
Once you moved on, you mean?
Yeah, once I moved on, I thought people who are just like, open your horizons, man. What do you listen to that crap for?
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
And meanwhile, they're saying the same thing to other people that are listening to the heavy stuff, like, well, how can you even get into that?
There was some kind of elitist kind of attitude you had, like, you know, I've graduated to some real music, you know?
Yeah. The hard stuff.
The hard stuff, whatever. But then at that point, other people moved into a different direction, like, you know, and they were really into to certain bands that I would have never even thought of. Like, I remember Dan and those guys, they were into, like, Steve Hillage. You ever hear of Steve Hillage?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's a delayed.
I don't believe I heard of
them. No, Steve Hillage. And the Talking Heads is another band that I probably would have never listened to if it wasn't for somebody turning me on to that kind of stuff.
I was turned on to some really cool stuff that I was really glad that I was turned on to, like Checkered Past.
I've heard
with Johansson and Steve Jones from the Sex Pistols. That's Checkered Past. And I've never been able to find it again. And I once had the record album. Things like that. Angel. The band Angel with Punky Meadows and...
No, that's not ringing a bell.
Man, you're missing some stuff here that you should have been into way back in the day. Budgie,
oh yeah, I love that.
A lot of cool stuff that...
Well, they wrote to Bread Fan, right?
Is that yeah, yeah. And Budgie, I mean, I got into in high school time, but they had come out in like 1970, some early 70s, and so it was a new, you know, an old new thing for me.
Old new thing.
And same with the discovery of other Uriah Heep. Other than a couple of the songs that they would have played on the radio, Sweet Lorraine and Easy Living or something.
Stealing. But
some really cool stuff there. And the branches of all these bands, Danny Joe Brown from Molly Hatchet had his own solo album, and Whitford and St. Holmes from Aerosmith.
And Ted Nugent.
So many people that like just all these branches of guys that did solo records or came from another band, like Dio coming from and then discovering Elf with his cousin played lead guitar and like that's awesome stuff. And that Dio was in and, you know, cool things like that. But
Dio's definitely cool.
Yeah. And there's like a big branch
Rainbow
of everything there. Like, Rainbow and Elf and the Deep Purple thing. And he's done work with Glover. And there's other people that have had a lot of some solo stuff. Glover and Gillan on his own, and I just recently discovered I think it's Ian Gillan's first record, which was did I ever think that was cool? And this was like a matter of months ago that I'd never heard of.
He was
before.
In Deep Purple, you mean, or his first?
I think
solo
right thing. After that.
Oh, okay,
and it was really cool, but it was old. It could possibly have been right before Deep Purple, even because he got in a little bit late there. But and I always wonder what happened to Simper and. Whoever they're the first two bass player and singer from Deep Purple. Wonder what happened to them afterwards after they did those first three albums. And anyway, that's getting beyond the scope of the show here today. A couple other things I want to mention was just listening to music for mood. People listen to music, just different music for different moods.
Sure.
If you're having a candlelight dinner or you want to rock out or you put on a DVD of something that you want to kick out the jams with or something, or you're in the car. There's different reasons you listen to different kinds of music. That's kind of neat. So if you're a person that only listens to such and such a music, chances are you probably listen to different music for different things maybe.
I do for sure. When I'm in a specific mood or I'm trying to set a mood.
Right.
You know, you want to put on some specific music.
The way we listen to music today, what we listened to it on, where it might have been that little red radio you had. And then I remember I worked, I used to work for a carnival in the States with my uncle.
What?
A traveling carnival.
You used to work in the carnival?
Yeah. And I saved money and bought myself a stereo. And then later on, your stereo changes to something with bigger speakers and, you know, for all that hard rock stuff. And
sure.
Now I honestly don't care about a stereo. I listen to it. Well, we got iPods now, of course, for one thing. But I listen to everything on the computer.
Other than your iPod.
And the speakers that you can, yeah. Or even with the iPod plugged into the computer. You know,
sure.
Because you got a lot of your music there. The speakers now that you can get for your computers are awesome. And you can stream wirelessly and it sounds great and it cranks. There's not really any need for that big major money hogging stereo anymore.
No.
All those components and everything.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
For music in my house, this is what we listen to right here.
Yeah. It's not bad. We hooked up to the TV and the surround sound and the whole thing. And I guess that's the only kind of way to go right now with that. And, you know, sometimes you listen to DVD, music DVD or something, or sometimes maybe you will throw a CD in or something if you got company or whatever and listen to it on there or whatever. But, for the most part, it's either through the headphones or through the computer on the system there that also has a subwoofer and everything.
Sure. Or you just stream your tunes to your Apple TV over to your stereo and your TV in your living room.
Yeah. Apple TV. Did you get yours yet?
No, it's not shipping yet.
What about you play in a band, you learn music, you learn tunes, you have to play with the band and whatever. But what about just sitting and enjoying it on your own, playing your guitar just for fun? Making up something, maybe playing a song you like, maybe sitting on the porch with an acoustic.
Mm-hmm.
Those kinds of things that people do musically.
I do it all the time.
Yeah, I used to do a lot at home. I'd sit on the porch with acoustic guitar.
We call it noodling.
Noodling? Is that what you call it?
I love noodling.
Yeah?
And every time I'm noodling on an acoustic, I wish that there was a microphone for me. That's a really good idea. Let me take that somewhere else.
Let me take this opportunity again to say that I wish you'd record something because you have the entire setup and a whole new Alesis mixer, Firewire
thing,
powerhouse and everything here.
Power.
I'm really waiting for the Lipo CD.
The Lipos.
10 song Lipo CD. Nothing but you. That would be cool. And I have no idea why you're not doing it.
I'm working on something right now.
Oh, here we go.
No, and it is a musical.
No,
I'm thinking of if I'm sitting in front of my computer, I'm doing the CSS thing right this minute.
Yeah, there's always something else, but...
There's always something else. Music.
You take the kids downstairs, you plug all the stuff in, man, and you just lay down some tracks.
That's what I have to do. Take this downstairs, because that's when I'm jamming, and the kids are into it. And
make up verse, chorus. If I have to come and supervise, and
come on down. You got to be jamming with us.
My niece learned a little something from Nirvana, and so I got my guitar out for her to...
She plays guitar.
A little bit. She just knows a couple little riffs. She was learning. We had bought her an acoustic guitar years ago when she was really little, and I guess she was playing around on it, but somehow her brother broke it and doesn't have it anymore. But so she showed me what she knew and just a couple little riffs.
Sure. I think that it's kind of a shame that there's kids out there who probably are musical, like we were talking about, and they don't have the resources or they don't even know. You know, there's just no opportunity brought to them.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. If they are and you think your kid is or interested, man, get them going. You can go buy used instruments cheap.
Yes.
At a music store.
And the quality of even of the cheapest, you know, they sell the kits, you know, little amp.
Little kit. Costco has that stuff.
Yeah.
$175 or $150 and you get a case and a guitar and a... books and everything you need to get going.
Yeah. And there's tons of those just sitting in corners somewhere that you could probably get for like $100 even.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sure. Cheaper. Or just to buy a used guitar somewhere for $50 or whatever.
Sure.
Even a student size at Walmart will sell a guitar. Get it for your kid and see even.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth it.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know if I'd go to Walmart though.
Well, if you want to spend $50, see if your kid picks the thing up here and there. I'd say it's worth it.
Plink
as long as it stays in tune.
That's it. It's got to stay in tune.
If not, you just take it back. Walmart's good for that. When you're done learning stuff, take it back anyway. Get a new guitar somewhere else. Do we have a Jabber quote?
We do. Jabber quote, Jabber quote, Jabber quote. Jabber quote, Jabber quote, Jabber quote. Loose lips sink ships. Stitching tabs in line. One hand with two in the bush. Jabber quote, Jabber quote, Jabber quote. Jabber quote.
The Jabber quote this week is,
Music tames even the savage beast.
Music tames even the savage beast.
Yeah. I think that was used in a Tarzan movie, wasn't it?
It was used in Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast, maybe. What do you think of when you think
music
of,
can calm you down?
Calm you down, yeah.
I guess that's what that is trying to say, I suppose.
I think that saying was spoken before there was heavy metal and rock and roll.
Yeah. But heavy metal and rock and roll doesn't necessarily tame you down, although it could if it's a ballad, I suppose, and that's all you listen to, and that's different than the patap-a-tap-a-tap-a-tap-a-tap-a-tap.
Yeah.
If you're in a bad mood, if you're angry, and you listen to some calming music, it might calm you down.
I think, yeah, that's the overlying meaning behind that, is that music can change your mood, whatever frame of mind you're in. It takes you and brings you somewhere else. It's like you say, it's like looking at a painting or something. Is anybody online there?
We've got a listener that says he started out as a singer in a band and he needed a bass player, so he bought a bass. Now they have, I guess, family-wise, two guitars, a bass, a ukulele, a mandolin, a flute, a keyboard, and an antique piano. I asked if he plays them all. He said no. I have a ukulele I've had for years.
Prink-a-prink-a-prink-a-prink. There you go.
Can't get up that high with my...
Not too many people can get tiny...
Whatever.
Tiny Tim, is that what it is?
That's
what
yeah, Tiny Tim. Tiptoe through the tulips. My mother bought me a ukulele, I think, from like a yard sale or something at one time, and I cart it around everywhere I go. Every yeah, time right I move, now. Every time I... Yeah, it's in the car. No. But it's in its little ukulele case, and I've never really played it.
Is there a don't proper really tuning know. For a ukulele? Is it
sure
similar,
is.
Similar to guitar?
Yeah, you gotta, I have no idea. Okay. Never tuned it, really.
Because you mentioned mandolin, which is backwards, like...
Oh, I have no idea. Mandolin's with the round back, and right? Mandolin has kind of a round back.
No.
No?
No, I don't think
oh,
so.
Okay, what am I thinking of?
Usually have those little... curls on the end of them, like, you know.
And the...
horn, yeah. And it's an actual curly horn.
Yeah, I can't think.
You can't think because you're on the pills.
Yeah. They're wearing off, I guess. It was middle of the night.
There was something else I wanted to... Oh, are we done our jabber quote?
Yeah, I guess we're done the jabber quote. Music tames even the savage beast.
Sure.
Sure it's tamed me here and there. Anything else about music?
There was something that we're not touching on, and I can't think what it is. I had in my head as far as music goes,
Do you ever, or have you ever had the need for somebody to know what kind of music you like?
For example? Like, what do you mean?
The windows down and the stereo cranked up in the house or the car, or t-shirts?
T-shirts, for sure.
Concert shirts.
Oh, yeah.
I was there. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. But as far as imposing my music on other people.
I don't necessarily mean imposing, but I mean like just...
I'm cranking tunes all the time.
Yeah.
All the time in my car. Can other people hear them? I suppose at certain times they can hear them, yeah. Stoplights and stuff. I don't have one of those big
yeah.
in my trunk, and I have none of that stuff going on. I did have
No junk in the trunk.
No junk in the trunk. I remember I had a nice subwoofer, 10-incher, in my truck right behind my seat.
Yeah, I have one in my Jeep. We covered the blowing in the bottle and the tapping on the glass and
yeah.
weird things like mandolins and ukuleles. Xylophone, perhaps. Spelled with an X. Isn't that something weird? Where'd that ever come from?
Where'd what come from?
And
xylophone?
And I remember in school jazz band that they used to call the bells. What's the difference between the bells and the gyroscope, the xylophone?
Not much difference.
There is a thing called the bells, though, and it's not a xylophone.
Right.
It's the same type of thing, though.
Yeah. The xylophone is just pieces of...
Small to big.
Small to big, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see.
I used to have a toy one.
But the bells is that, too, though.
But they're more, there's, you're hitting on an actual, some kind of shape that's enclosed, like a, something like this. You know what I'm saying?
Xylophone is flat.
Yeah, pieces. They're flat pieces of something.
Yeah.
I know there's some made out of wood and there's some made out of artificial materials. I've seen people play those things with the two mallets in each hand.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they're hitting two notes with their right hand, two notes with their left hand.
Wow.
And they can, you know, switch them up so that they're hitting, you know,
people
different...
People learn things crazy. Some people take an instrument to some extreme level and do different things. And another thing that's always intrigued me, though, is the, not the harmonica harp, but the actual harp, the stringed harp. You know, the big thing with all the strings on it?
Yeah, yeah.
That's He was pretty wild.
The dude who's on the online right now, he was looking into getting one of those. He was looking into buying a harp, and instead he bought the mandolin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I would opted for the harp just to have. I have some video of a woman playing harp. When my dad was in a nursing home, this woman would come around and she'd play harp for people, you know, come in the room, play different music, different songs, and that. And it was just so cool. And she had a website, you know, and I went and checked it out and found out that she actually put out a CD with another woman who was a friend of mine who was president of the Musicians Federation when I belonged to the
Union,
mm-hmm. Musicians Union, and kind of hooked back up a little bit with her, just to, you know, a couple emails, you know, mentioning that, hey, that's cool that you did this and the CD's out and everything that you guys did. That's really cool. And, you know, chatted up a little bit, and it was kind of neat. But I think we're wrapped up, unless there was anything else. I
think that's it.
If there's anything we forgot, we'll add it into the next show, which is our 25th show.
Yes.
And the 25th show is going to be a recap on our last 24 shows. We'll get that chance to mention some things that maybe we missed, some nostalgic candy or toys that we wanted to mention on. And I know for a fact there are some.
Okay. He's going to bounce.
You're going to be recapping too. You got. I can't go alone.
I think at 100 shows, we could recap. Have like a best of show.
Well, 25 shows. That's a lot of shows, a lot of topics.
Drop in a bucket. 25.
Well, then we do another one 25 later. This is going to be a regular thing.
A regular recap thing, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not? Well, there might be people that listen to some show we did in the past and thought, you know, I wanted to get on that show for whatever reason and mention something, and they didn't. Okay. And this would be a good opportunity for them to make mention of something like a nostalgic candy or toy, or what did we have? What did one other show we did in the past? What? Career choices or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So public get in touch with us. What's that?
Public bathrooms.
Yeah.
And how can they get a hold of us?
Well, you can email hearmeout@thejabbercast.com, but we'd probably prefer that you go to the contact page of our website and record us a message on the My Chingo recorder if you want to contact us that way, and leave us a topic idea or a story of any kind to add to next week's show or whatnot. And as well, you can get a hold of us live at Showtime,
mm-hmm.
about 10:30 Sunday mornings, through Skype, AIM, iChat, MSN Messenger, and our username for everything is The Jabbercast.
That's
so
right.
You can add us to your buddy list or your MSN Messenger or whatever, and Skype.
Yep.
And find us. Okay, so that wraps things up, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast, talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD@thejabbercast.com or Lippo@thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo, all rights reserved, listener feedback occurred, some conditions apply, open mind sold separately.